time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is indeed a good Tuesday
afternoon. Very pleasant September day. Can you believe it's September? I can't.
No, it's hard. Well, you know, it seems like we've had August most of the summer. So it feels like September, that's for sure.
You know what we need, Ray? My crops, my vegetable crops are, you know, I water constantly. Yeah. We just have not had a lot of rain.
Does Ozzy help with watering? Ozzy's his dog.
Well, yes. My beautiful golden doodle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't want to be called beautiful. He wants to be handsome.
Oh, he's handsome, right.
Yeah, so he does, but it destroys whatever he...
That's
waters.
True. Yeah. Does not help it. No.
You know, it's a little bit acidic. So, yeah. So, football season's upon us.
College football. You know, I don't ever recall a first game of any season in college football where number one faces the number two.
This was rather strange because normally
they all play, shall I say, the big teams play puff teams.
That's right.
In order to get in sync. But yet, here's was the number one and the number two ranked team.
Actually, number three.
Well, it depends on which poll you go to. But, the one that really matters doesn't even come out to week six anyway.
Yeah. They normally start out like Akron U plays Ohio State. That's a revenue.
Yes.
That's a revenue game for
great
them.
For University of Akron. Absolutely.
Or Kent State will play Penn State. You know, those kind of, to kind of get the team's
mechanics.
It's like preseason for them.
Yes.
But they count, right?
Right. Absolutely. Right.
And rarely does one of these
pump teams win. Yeah. And any ranked team, I don't remember really any top 25 ranked team paying another top 25, let alone one and two.
Yeah. And, but I guess now with the money the way it is, and with the playoff system.
Yeah, you need to have the tougher schedule.
You can lose your, I mean, it used to be, you know, 5-6 years ago, way back then. You lose one game and you're out of the top 25 or something. Now with the playoff system, you can get back into the playoffs, and you know, Ohio State won the national championship with two losses. So it's maybe the schedule makers now say, hey, let's front load some of these big games and get the fans a treat to watch. Now, the Ohio State-Texas game was kind of a defensive battle. It was a little – I watched some of it, listened to some of it. It was okay. It was a little boring because it was a defensive game.
Right.
You like defensive football.
I do, yes.
And both of the teams look rusty. And our quarterback –
technically was the first game for both of them, yes.
Well, technically, no, it wasn't technically. It was actually.
Well, and
actually,
technically.
Actually, technically. Yeah, technically. Whatever. And you know, the defenses were both very good. I mean, but I would think that if and when they play down in a playoffs together, and it's possible, they'll be a lot more refined, and we'll see. But I think now Ohio State would be number one if you're excited
about them being
number one in the second week of the season.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what I was more interested in seeing was there's always talk about Arch Manning and getting him drafted and that kind of thing. It was the defense didn't let him showcase anything.
No, he didn't.
In the fourth quarter, midway through the fourth quarter, he kind of caught fire, but you know, they were already 14-0, down 14-0 before he started picking up.
You can't make any conclusions about one game.
No.
And
we have a top-rated defense as well. So.
Yeah, with a new defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia, who was under Belichick, was a head coach in the NFL. And, boy, Ohio State's playing some premium prices for assistant coaches.
Yes, yes.
And Chip Kelly's right, still with them.
He's not. I think he went. I think he moved along.
Did he?
They have a different offensive coordinator also.
Oh.
So that's interesting. The program. Well, again, if you have a successful program, they're coming after your assistants.
Well, Chip Kelly was a head coach in the
in the NFL. Yeah,
in the NFL, yeah, and head coach.
But he only came in as a favor to Ryan Day.
All right. He's not there this year.
No.
I guess I must have missed that and all the milieu that's happened in sports this year. So, they're going to be fine. Ohio State's going to be, I don't have their schedule on it, I'm sure, but there's some big games in the first half of the season.
There
which,
is.
And it, which is normally not the case, like you said, but, with the, playoffs, and there are now, 12 games or 12 teams that are allowed in the playoffs and the money involved. So,
Chip Kelly has moved on to the Las Vegas Raiders offensive coordinator job.
I knew that. I just wondered.
Yeah,
to see
okay.
If, yeah, you know.
I didn't know, but I did look it up. So, I know you were testing me.
They still got fans saying, Ryan Day should be fired because he lost to Michigan. We don't care about the national championship. What's with these people?
Why would they not care about the national championship?
Because they didn't beat Michigan.
So what?
I guess if they went 1-10 and the one victory was Michigan, they'd be happy?
No.
No.
They would not.
No. Ryan Day is an excellent coach. I think this year I have a feeling that Michigan will be defeated. But we'll see. You never know.
Michigan's whining about their penalties for cheating. Like 3 years, they cannot be bowl eligible. And there was something else too for the recruiting
cereal
cheating. And they, no.
Not cereal bowl.
No.
Oh, okay.
For any bowl. They can have no cereal bowl.
Oh.
They have to eat it out of
paper
cups.
That's a huge. I mean, they can't get into the playoffs or anything.
Nope.
That's a huge revenue.
It is. The bowl games
decline.
Yeah.
So it was a good week. Ohio State won. Then the Guardians won that day too.
Yep. Took two out of three in that series.
Two out of three, not bad. We went up Saturday night to see. I took the couple of my nephews,
okay,
and niece, and I don't have grandchildren.
You're too young for that.
My son and his wife, Nancy, and it was a really good ball game. Really good ball game. But the fireworks, that rock and blast,
mm-hmm,
spectacular. I mean, I can't believe there is a better fireworks show in the United States than the Rock and Blast that the Cleveland Guardians put on. And we had a great time. And
the wind didn't hurt.
Oh, and the wind didn't hurt. We could talk Guardians a little bit later on, but if you want.
Sure.
We do have our annual.
We do. It's time to hit the NFL.
Yes. Which starts on 2 days from now, Thursday, with Philadelphia playing Dallas. I don't know where they're playing. Again, that AT&T stadium is fantastic. I didn't, like I said last week, I didn't know it was, I thought it was maybe 5 or 6 years old, but it's 16 years old.
Tear down.
No, not this place. He just put, that's most of it, three quarters of the money he put in himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a first-class operation. It really is. It's not going to be AT&T much longer because of the
naming rights.
Naming rights are up, and they're going to call it Dallas Stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
Until they get a sponsor.
Well, apparently, in order to get the World Cup games, not the last one, but most of the World Cup games are going to be played there.
Okay.
And they're going to put dirt down and put, I don't know how they're going to do this, but they're going to put grass in there. And then when that's over with, they'll take all the grass and get it out of there. But in order for the, and I don't understand, but it can't be
a sponsored
stadium, which is ridiculous because FIFA is about as corrupt as any athletic organization.
Yes, they are. Yeah, almost as corrupt as the WNBA. Yeah.
The WNBA is corrupt.
Yeah.
You have a scoop?
No, we're talking about all the terrible officiating and doing nothing about it.
Oh, that. Yes.
To me, that makes it corrupt.
Okay. Well, anyway, they're corrupt from the organization is corrupt.
From the ground up, that one is, yeah.
So, we'll see. But, yes, the Browns play their first game next Sunday.
Now, is this at Cleveland or at Cincy?
They're at home.
They're at home.
Okay, you want to?
Let's do it. All right, let's do it.
As usual, I went to several different sites to – since we don't cover a lot of these teams, they're out of the area, and we have a hard time covering what's around us.
That's true.
So I went to these sites to see what the power rankings are at this moment. It's the latest versions of all of them, and added up the five results and come up with an average. So here we go. Are you ready?
I am.
I know you're so excited. Okay,
I'm holding on. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, game week one against the Cincinnati Bengals. We're at home. Yahoo Sports has the Bengals. Now, just as a reminder, the power ratings, one is the best, 32 is the worst. So if you're like 14 or 15, you're in the middle of the pack.
Right? Gotcha. Okay.
So Yahoo Sports has the Bengals at 14.
Okay.
ESPN has them at 9.
Okay.
Football Analysis by Sharp, that's a new one that I found, very credible, I guess, 9. NFL.com has them at 12. Substack, I read them. They're very good, too, 10. They have an average of 10.8.
Okay.
Week number 2, away, the Baltimore Ravens, formerly the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
Okay. Yahoo Sports 2. ESPN 4. Sharp Football Analysis 1. NFL.com 2. Substack 1 for an average of 2. That's extremely high.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know how, the Packers, but the Packers are week number 3.
They're pretty good. Yeah. I didn't realize they were that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Packers, though, at week 3 at home. Yahoo has them at 7. ESPN has them at 7. Sharp Football Analysis, 8. NFL.com, 8. Substack, 6. So an average of 7.2. Week number four. Detroit Lions.
Boy.
I mean,
this is a tough first six games.
Oh, it's very tough. And they're playing there. Yahoo has them at 3.
Okay.
ESPN has them at 5. Football Analysis, Sharp, 5. NFL.com, 5.
The truth is out there.
Yeah.
That's when you're giving the truth.
Yeah. Substack, 5 for an average of 4.6. Oh, wait. Okay. Week number 5. This is a home game, but in London.
Home game in London.
Okay. Their home game in London. So if you
Cheerio.
Want.
Cheerio, yes.
Do you want to send me there on assignment, paying all my expenses and flying me
back? I'd like to send me there on that deal. Ain't happening.
I've been to London. It's a very nice town. The fish and chips are excellent there. Okay. The Vikings. We played the Vikings.
Sandwiches came from London.
The Earl sandwich.
Yeah. Yes.
And hot dogs.
Earl hot dog? Okay. Wasn't aware of him.
Oh, no. A lot of things come from Great Britain.
Yes.
Anyway. Scurvy.
Scurvy.
Gotta watch out for that scurvy.
You gotta watch. Yeah. Woo. Get that guy some lemonade or something.
Yeah. Anyway, they came over there and immigrated here. I'm surprised the Indians didn't throw them back.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another story.
Indians had a pretty lax immigration
rules
there.
Yeah. Anyway, the Minnesota Vikings. Yahoo has them at 6. ESPN has them at 10. Sharp Football Analysis, 13. NFL.com, 10. Substack, 13, for an average of 10.4. So about the top 10.
Just, yeah, top 10, yeah.
Week number 6 away at the dreaded Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Yahoo has them at 20.
Okay.
ESPN, 16. Football Analysis Sharp, 17. NFL.com, 16. Substack, 17. So average of 17.2. So a little below normal.
Lower average. Yeah. Lower half.
Week number 7 at home, the Miami Dolphins. Yahoo has them at 23. ESPN, 20. Football Analysis Sharp, 19. NFL.com, 25. Substack, 23, for an average of 22. But we're playing them at home. Week number 8, the New England Patriots away. Yahoo has them at 25. ESPN, 23. Football Analysis Sharp, 22. NFL.com, 22. Substack, 25, for an average of 23.4. Now, they got a new coach, a very, very good coach, and Mike Vrabel.
Right.
From this area.
Right. Played for Ohio State from this area.
And he did a great job with Tennessee, and they haven't been good since they fired him.
They have not.
So.
And his biggest problem was when they did falter, he didn't have a quarterback that was healthy.
That's right. So I don't know much about the Patriots, but I would think they're going to be improving from this current level.
Kraft is not afraid to spend money.
No. And we'll see. I mean, that's going to be a tough game away, but I think Vrabel will resurrect that franchise. I really do. Okay, week number 9 is probably our toughest week, the bye week.
Yeah, and November. I hope we win that one, you know?
Well, what's important about that is the outcome of these first 8 games.
Yeah.
If they're 0-8, I'm not saying they are, just hypothetically,
right.
Or 1-7 or what changes will the front office make? Quarterback, are they going to dump, just again, it depends. They're going to dump Joe Flacco and give Dylan Gabriel, who's the backup, the reins and see what he can do the rest of the season. I don't know. But there could be a lot of changes during the bye week.
I think the big thing for the Browns was getting through the first 6 games. And if you were to throw either of those 2 rookies out in those first 6 games, just to get pummeled, we would have chanced destroying another quarterback.
But you know, we're good at doing that.
Well, we're great at doing that.
We being the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns, yes,
right. I'm not a Cleveland Browns fan, but I'm interested.
We're talking about the Cleveland Browns organization.
Yes, yes. You know, going from, you name it, Brandon Whedon, who was 97 when they drafted him.
First rookie to get Social Security. Yeah.
So, there has been 40 quarterbacks, for goodness sakes, since the franchise came back in 1999.
Yeah.
And some rookies were thrown right in there and were just chopped up right away. And this particular schedule, you can't do that. And I think the Browns front office knows that. They can't, unless there's an injury. Now,
right.
That's a whole different thing.
But there's an injury. That's how Bernie Kosar got in the first year.
Yeah, he
was supposed to hold a clipboard.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, though, if Flacco got injured seriously and going to be out, that they would try to get a veteran in. They're just, I don't think they can put Gabriel or Sanders in that situation. That's why, boy, was I wrong last week. They're going to keep Pickett, right? I told you they were going to keep Pickett. Well,
and I said, no,
we
need to get rid of Pickett, is what I said.
Yeah, and that afternoon they got rid of Pickett.
off to Chip Kelly.
Yes.
And the Raiders.
Yes. So I was wrong. I'll admit it.
You know, it's the first time this decade. It's okay. You got a good.
First time this month, anyway.
I go home and I'm always wrong. What are you talking about?
Oh, me too. That's,
you can't be right if you're married. That's the bottom line. Because if you are, they'll complain about that.
I know.
You
I
guys
know.
Think you know everything.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, this is a diversion.
Yes, it is. Close that house door.
Okay. Anyway, it could be a big week, even though it's a bye week. It could be a big week
for changes.
For changes.
Yeah.
And the weak link in this team is the offense. And so we'll see.
I bet never signed that running back, so
no,
we don't know if they will.
No. So we'll see what happens there. But normally a bye week is, a week of rest and recuperation. But it could be huge as far as making changes for the future.
Yes.
Okay. Week number 10, after the bye week, we play the New York Jets away. They're not a very good team. Nope. The Yahoo has them at 28. ESPN has them at 28. Football Analysis Sharp has them at 28. NFL.com, 29. Substack, 28, for an average 28.2. Not good. Week number 11 at home, the Ravens, and we've already ran there too. Las Vegas, week number 12 away. They're not a very good team unless Chip Kelly turns them around. And of course, they got what's his name? It's head coach now.
Sean Payton, is
it? Carroll.
Oh, Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, Payton's Payton's in Denver, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Yes. So Pete Carroll, along with Chip Kelly, who knows? You know, they could be a better team by then than they are rated right now. But
yeah, because one thing about power rankings, they change every single week.
Oh yeah,
they're due to injuries and everything. But this is going into the season.
Yeah, this is a snapshot.
A snapshot.
Photo.
Yes.
As we speak. Okay, where was I? Okay, yes, the Raiders.
Raiders.
At the Raiders, their new facility there. They're rated by Yahoo at 26, ESPN 25, Sharp Football Analysis 25, NFL.com 24, Substack 26 for an average of 25. Not very good. The next week, week number 13, at home, the 49ers,
okay.
San Francisco 49ers. Don't know too much about this team either. But Yahoo has them at 13. ESPN has them at 15. Football Analysis 15. NFL.com 15. Substack must have something invested in San Francisco because they have them at 7.
Seven. Wow.
Yeah, and the average of 13. So middle of the road team.
Yeah.
Okay, week number 14, a team that we seem to be playing almost every year, the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
Yahoo has them as the worst team, 32. ESPN has them as the worst team at 32. Football Analysis has them at 29. NFL.com, 26. Substack, 29, for an average of 29.6. So not a very good team. And we're playing them at home. Week number 15 away, the Bears of Chicago. Yahoo has them rather high at 15. ESPN 21. Football Analysis Sharp 21. NFL.com 17. Substack 16 for an average of 18. So a little below average overall. Okay. Week number 16. My favorite team, one of your favorite teams.
Your Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills, named after me and
after
my dad.
You and your dad, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I won't go into how it was named, but it's a long story.
Yeah. And a dirty one, yeah.
That's not a dirty one, no. And we play the Buffalo Bills at home, week number 16. Yahoo, number 5. ESPN 3, Football Analysis Sharp 3, NFL.com. 4. Substack 3. For an average of 3.6, one of the elite teams
yes.
of the National Football League. Then week number 17, the Steelers, we went over all of them.
Yep.
17.2 is their average. And the Bengals, again, away the last game of the season. And it will be the last game of
the season. It will be for the Browns, yes.
And their average is 10.8. So you want to know what the Browns are rated, right?
I am curious.
Well, there's no team that we're playing that has a worse overall average than the Cleveland
really?
Browns. Yes.
Even Tennessee?
Yeah, the Tennessee was 29.6. The Browns, Yahoo, 30. ESPN, 30. Football Analysis, 30. NFL.com, 32. Substack, 32, for an average of 30.8. There is no team that has a worse overall average based on this current snapshot
yep.
than the Cleveland Browns. So, it looks rather bleak, but let's go game by game and make our prediction here, okay?
Okay. Hot off the press.
Hot off the press. Game number one, at Bengals at home, I predict.
Number. They always seem to have their numbers.
I know, but I think they're close that game. Now that you know, there's upsets that could happen here, yeah. and I have one or two here. We play the Ravens away, the second game. I predict a loss.
Mm-hmm.
We play the Packers at home, week number 3. I predict. Week number 4, away with the Detroit Lions, I predict a loss. We're at home in London, and hopefully you can muster the funds to send me there.
We'll see. Don't hold your breath.
I won't. I'm predicting a win.
Really?
Against the Vikings. Yeah, I just think they could pull that one off. I don't know why. I have no rhyme or reason. And, you know, it's possible they could upset the Bengals the game one, and then everybody says they're going to the
Super Bowl.
So, and they play the Ravens tough at away, you know, historically. But I'm predicting that one as an upset, a win. And,
okay.
So that's our first one.
Way to go, Joe.
Yes. Week number 6. We're playing the Steelers away. I predict a loss. Week number 7, we're playing the Miami Dolphins at home. Another upset. I'm predicting a win.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And week number 8, away, which is always an advantage for the home team. So that's a big part of my prediction. They're playing week number 8 against New England at their place. I predict a loss. So the bye week, I have them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2-6.
2-6.
Two and six. That's why I think the bye week is going to be
pivotal.
Pivotal.
Yes.
If they go 3-5, 4-4, which is really a remote possibility,
yeah.
but it's possible. I don't think they make any changes. If they're 0-8, you know, 1-7, and possibly 2-6, I think 2-6, they're going to make wholesales. Why not at that point? The worst, the heaviest part of the schedule is over, so why not put the rookies in after that, right?
That's true.
All right. That's my thoughts, anyway. Week number 10, they're playing away at the Jets. It's a toss-up game, but I'm predicting a win at the New York Jets on week 10. Week number 11 against the Ravens, a loss. Week number 12 in Las Vegas, the Raiders. They're playing them there. And some of my friends are going to that game. They want to go to Vegas, and they want to see the Browns. And so can you send me there?
No.
Okay.
Nancy can send you there.
She could.
She could.
She could. I'm predicting a loss there at the Raiders. If they were playing at home, maybe an upset, but I don't think so. Okay, we're playing the 49ers at home week number 13, Sunday to November 30th. And again, it's all predicated based on this, you know, what happens those first eight games. It's so pivotal. But at home against the, did I say the 49ers yet?
Yes.
Yeah, I lost. Okay. Week number 14 at the Titans, at home with the Titans, a win. I think we can beat Tennessee. Week number 15 away in Chicago, a loss. Week number 16, I have to predict a loss against the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. And I got a stretch here again, week number 17. And again, by that, who knows, right? I mean, if the Steelers are in contention and we're out of it, that could change the whole thing. But
we may be out of it by week 7, you know?
By the bye week, we could be out of it. But week number 17, at home, against the Steelers, I'm predicting a win.
Okay.
And the last game, again, all predicated about the status of these teams. You okay?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. You've had some volatile moments here in the last.
No. I just had to blow the old nose.
Oh, I guess that's all you're blowing.
That's all I'm blowing.
But, yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up again. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, week number 18, away, the last game of the year. The Bengals, I predict a loss. So, my prediction, for what it's worth, 5 wins, 12 losses.
Yep, that's what I had predicted before all your stuff. So, yep.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, I think you're mimicking me.
No.
No?
5 wins. I have 5 slashes here for wins.
Okay. How about what teams are you predicting a win against?
Against Tennessee, against the Jets, against New England. I don't think I had them winning against Vegas. I think I had them winning the home opener, Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a possibility.
Well, they seem to have Cincinnati's number.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's number, at least, you know?
Yeah.
And I forget which other game that I had there as a win, but
how about the Steelers at home? No,
I just don't know about the Steelers. Period. I mean, Steelers could be really good, or they could be really horrid.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers actually didn't play horrid last year, but the whole team sucked.
Let's go down real quick. Bengals, you're predicting a win.
A split.
Yeah. Oh, a split. The Ravens.
Ravens, 2 losses.
Packers?
Packers, no, a loss.
Lions?
Lions loss.
The Vikings in London?
Vikings in London, probably a loss.
Steelers?
Steelers, a split.
The Dolphins?
Actually, we should win the Dolphins. Okay,
is that your 5th one?
That would be my 5th one.
Okay, so the Patriots, you're predicting a loss.
Right.
The Jets a win. Okay. All right. So we've got the same numbers.
The different teams, I think. A couple different teams, but yeah. That's better than last year from 3 to 5. It's not enough to get you, but it gets a pretty good draft position that way, I guess.
Well, that's the biggest thing that they, first of all, their defense is not bad.
No, and their defense was only bad last year because of all the injuries. Of course, part of the reason the offense was that bad last year was because of all the offensive line injuries.
Yeah, well, they
didn't do a whole lot to fix that offensive line.
No,
they didn't.
The defense is the best part of this team.
It is.
They did draft a really good player in Mason Graham.
Yes.
And Carson Schwesinger.
Yes.
So that may help. You can't over.
Well, you have other injuries that were not planned out for the season.
Yeah, Oh, geez. Who's the guy? Oh, J.O.K.
J.O.K., yeah.
He's out for the whole
season.
Yeah. Jeremiah Osuasu-Karamoah.
J.O.K., yeah.
Yeah, for short.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, and you have the Schwartz
running. And if the Schwartz is with you, Mel Brooks is with you too.
Which is coming. Another
yes, yes.
Spaceballs 2 is coming.
Yep, is.
If they only have Mars Attack 2 coming, I mean, it's something to look forward to and live for.
I'm even looking forward to, there's a lot of talk of a strange brew.
A strange brew.
Second City TV, Rick Moranis. They did The Great White North, and they did Strange Brew. And
I must have missed that one.
Oh. Not a Second City TV guy, then.
No, I don't want to watch a whole lot of television. Well, I really don't. So
They haven't been on TV for a while.
All right, anyway. Well.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, and they cut their kicker, Dustin Hopkins.
Yes, they did.
And they kept place kicker Andre Schmidt.
Schmidt.
S-Z-M-Y-T. Schmidt.
I'll buy that.
Okay. So Schmidt and Schwartz are on this team. Oh, Schwartz is a coach. May the Schwartz be with us.
Yes.
So, you know, you have Myles Garrett, and the offense could be awful. They don't have the running backs.
Yeah, the running back they have is more like a secondary back, more like what his name when they had when we had the two running backs here, the ones in Texas, the Houston now.
Yeah. You mean good old what's his name?
Good old what's his name?
Chubb.
And then,
how could you forget Chubb?
He's gone. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I hope he has a great year.
I hope he does too. When he was coming back until they shortened him, and then they kept, and he was almost back to himself before he broke his foot, and which put him out for the season, and they put him out to pasture in a sense.
Well, Nick Chubb is, he got a very minimal contract, but he's still playing,
and he's got incentives. So
yeah, and Judkins was supposed to be the guy that kind of replaced him as Nick Chubb's replacement, and they haven't signed him.
Right, and because they're not sure what's going on with the domestic violence, even though there are no charges, that all charges that were possible have been dropped, but the NFL could still do something. Like they worry about that, then they take Deshaun Watson? Really? Really?
I don't.
I mean, this guy didn't pay off anybody. Deshaun Watson paid off 26 women.
Yes.
I mean, Bub. Excuse me. Bub. I'm sorry. I said those curse words. Bub.
Anyway, the running part of their offense is unknown.
Yes. Right?
I mean, basically, yeah, absolutely. Unknown. You've got Njoku as your as a possible threat. Jerry Jeudy. But
they're tight end stuff that
I guess likes. The optimistic thing is that Joe Flacco, or Wacko for Flacco, I've seen those shirts reemerge.
Did you see what he did? Made him a hero here?
What?
He turned down a like $1.6 million endorsement deal with a Pennsylvania pharmaceutical saying, I cannot be the face of a company that hurts Pennsylvania farmers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was that sponsor?
It was some agriculture company.
Oh, so he... Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you know, 1.6 mil for him is...
Well, except that he's got to know his end is around the corner here, and 1.6 million in the bank is not chump change.
Yeah.
Even for him, it's not chump change.
No, that's
it's
true.
Tip money, but it's not chump change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? 1.6 million.
But he turned it down because he didn't believe in what they in their product.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for him.
And it made him a hero in Pennsylvania and in many
Browns fans. I must have been sniffing glue that day.
Oh, okay.
Elmer's, my favorite. It was a bad day to stop.
Yeah, the airplane stuff is better, except your nostrils sometimes stick together when you use that airplane glue.
I'm just kidding, of course. I don't sniff glue. So overall, nobody has them doing well. Nobody, I forgot the odds of them winning the Super Bowl are just astronomical, which, you know, put a few bucks on it just in case, but it's, there's no way. Philadelphia seems to be consensus to number one in all the rankings that I've seen, followed very closely by Baltimore. So, will Kansas City repeat? Who knows? Detroit, unfortunately, has Philadelphia ahead of them, and I would love to see a Detroit-Buffalo Super Bowl. I'm not predicting it like I thought last year, but that would be my favorite. But Philadelphia is strong again going into the season,
Very
possibly being back in the Super Bowl again. So it wouldn't surprise me. It'd be a Baltimore Philly Super Bowl, but it's too early. I mean, there's a lot can happen in 17 games.
Absolutely.
Injuries
are the biggest thing.
If your first string quarterback gets hurt.
That's why you really don't know how well Aaron Rodgers connects with his Pittsburgh counterparts. And actually, he stayed healthy all year last year, but the team did terribly, and he didn't want to go out on that kind of a record.
Well, this possibly could be it for him. He's more or less said, probably. Okay, I'm giving you my last year, Pittsburgh. And then,
it took how long it told him to say where he was going to play, you know?
Well, Will Howard.
They must have known.
They have Will Howard.
They do.
Yeah, and I think Will Howard's a quarterback of the future.
He said some nice things about Will Howard. So
who did?
The Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers.
The Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Will Howard is, of course, Ohio State product. And
that's why my son wanted to get here.
Well, Howard, I would have liked to have seen that, too. Don't be surprised that Dillon Gabriel, if given the opportunity, could be the guy. But the thing is, if they do horribly, then they got two draft picks, number one draft picks next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the conundrum that they're in. You like that word?
That's a good one.
Is that if they do decently, are they going to keep Dillon Gabriel or Sanders and not get a quarterback in the which has some good ones coming up?
That's why they really, in the second half, have to play them.
Yeah.
They have to play them on the field.
Well, it depends. Like I said, if they're got a decent record after eight games,
well, if they have
a minimum of 3-5.
Yeah.
If they're 3-5 going into the bye week, I think they keep Flacco. Anything worse than that, which is a distinct possibility, 2-6, 1-7, or 0-8, they're going to bench Flacco and give either Gabriel or Sanders the opportunity to play the second half, which is not the second half, but from the bye week on.
Right.
I guess it'd be about the second.
Almost.
The opportunity, because the teams that they're playing.
They have to know what they have in those two guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, they let one start for three games, the other start for three games.
Well, it depends. If Gabriel goes in there and does really well, they're not going to put Sanders
well,
in.
Well, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be an interesting year, but
filled with losses.
Filled with losses once again. and it's a shame. And if they're, I don't know what the minimum amount of wins it will take for the Browns to retain Stefanski and or Barry as a GM. If they go 5-12, they may keep both of them because even
which
Haslam's,
we both predicted, yeah.
Yeah, even if Haslam's, I think they the Haslam's, the doofuses, as we know, realize that this is going to be a rebuild.
Which they don't want to call rebuild because that upsets the fans.
Well, that's what it is.
Of course it is.
Of course, it's always rebuilding. I mean, that's what they should call the team, the Cleveland Rebuild.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. I don't – they seem to like Stefanski and Barry and
he has won two Coach of the Year awards.
Yeah.
So it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. What when he did his worst is when he's forced to go into another system. Yeah. He was forced to, with Baker Mayfield, to throw to OBJ. And when he was healthy enough to play, and that was a disaster.
Yeah.
And for him and for Baker Mayfield. And then he was forced to turn season three into really concentrating on Bub. And that was a disaster even before he got injured and out for the season.
And then Flacco came in and they got him to the playoffs.
Yes.
But after that, it was a disaster. And you know, a team that's is ranking well in the power ratings is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're like six or seven.
And that's far up from where they've been. Plus, yeah. Baker Mayfield's been in the playoffs every year he's been there.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's following Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You follow Tom Brady now. The first year there, he took him to the Super Bowl. The second year, he got lost the first round of the playoffs. But Baker Mayfield's made it to the playoffs every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And of the 2 years he was here, 3 years he was here?
I don't recall.
I think it was only two years he was here. He took us to the playoffs once. And then they played him injured the whole next year.
Yeah, that's another guy they almost ruined, but they didn't.
No, because he said,
and now he's
worked.
He's found a home. He's making good money that he deserves. And
I just miss his commercials. I thought it was commercials.
Oh, those Progressive.
I thought those were fun.
Yeah, seems like him and his wife seem like just good people. And I heard there was locker room problems with him. I don't know. I'm substantiated, but who knows. Who knows?
That was their excuse of doing what they did to him, while they were going after Bub. That's what they were doing.
Yeah. Well, they swung and missed on Bub.
Yes, they did.
And Deshaun Watson's still out there. He's got another year after this. What are they going to do with him?
Break his other leg.
He only got two Achilles healed.
Break his leg. And when that one heals, break his other one.
That's pretty cruel.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't want him here. I never did.
Yeah,
I never did.
I guess they could.
You have to admit that I never.
I didn't. Yeah, I was really surprised they got him too.
Well, especially
now, some people
especially
thought
it was 2 days after he said I'm not going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Then they said 2 days later, he said I'm coming to Cleveland.
Well, I got he's not. He used to be the most money of any quarterback. Now it's been surpassed because
Because of his.
Yeah. But he's sitting home making $47 million a year, and I think they got to just cut him after then. And just
next year, because of what the salaries are now, they can afford to cut him.
Yeah.
You know, and what it eats on the salary cap. I'm sorry, salary cap is going to go up again next year because there'll be more money, so the NFL will bump up the salary cap. So
it just seems like an endless cash cow, the NFL. It's just no matter what they do.
When you have to play hide and go seek to find out is the game on YouTube, is the game on Prime, is the game on Peacock, and the game wherever it is.
Yeah. So anyhow,
the one thing you still make you do if it's your local team playing on some other network, off network, they force them to sell that to a local station.
Yeah.
At least the NFL does that.
It does. Well, there's another huge news that happened right after our program last week. I'm surprised you didn't bring up as the number one topic.
Was that Carlos Santana?
No.
Okay.
It's football.
Football. Okay. I don't know.
I can't believe it. That you that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
It's not football.
Of course it is. I mean, I can't believe how much publicity this thing has gotten, right?
Yeah.
And I had to mention it. I know you're a big Swifty.
Yeah. oh, wait a second. That's Swifter. I like that.
Swifter. Oh, Swifter.
Swifter Duster. Yeah. Actually, I respect her a lot.
I do, too.
She's done.
A lot of
extremely hard worker. She'll get up and do a show and do a three-hour show without a break. She employs her family to help run things.
Yeah.
She seems to have kept pretty clean on a lot of things. So
yeah.
I truly respect her and her work ethic and what she has accomplished. Not the biggest fan of her music, but I respect her tremendously.
You know what? It seems like
she's a good role model for young girls.
Every woman under the age of 40 knows every lyric of every song that she sang. They were playing that when at the Globe Life Field in Texas when they did some Taylor Swift music. Every single woman in that place knew the song lyrics.
Yep.
Every single one.
Yep.
And you're right. She gave a tremendous bonus after the Era tour to her staff and all the people who put the shows, you know, the guys who put the wires together and everything. She seems like, and the reason I'm bringing this up is that the writer who wrote this article about, he thought at first it was a joke. It was a publicity stunt. There's no way, you know, it was tongue in cheek. It was not really a real kind of romance. And he switched 180 degrees. He says, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. These are two genuine people who love each other.
She has not had a relationship last this long in her life.
Well, he's an interesting guy. I would imagine, of course, they don't have phone books anymore, but let's go back 40 years to the New York City.
Well, you were just a child then. Yeah, 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
When they had phone books.
Yeah, okay.
The New York City phone book. That's the size of the prenuptial.
I bet. And he makes pretty good money, but
I think, she's a billionaire with all her. And he does okay. And once he retires, like his brother,
he'll do TV endorsements,
podcast,
podcast that he does with his brother. Oh yeah,
those two are a hoot.
They are.
They really are. And
here, Northeast Ohio kids.
Yeah, and
they're looking for property up there in the Solon area. Solon, what's that? The Falls, Chagrin Falls.
Oh,
Chagrin Falls.
Yeah,
they're looking for
that's hoity-toity.
Yeah, they may have I'm sure that property's all over the place, but they are looking up there because that's close to where his family is.
Well, they're Cleveland Heights. That's where they grew up, the Kelsey boys. And, his dad, Ed, is a lot. He's good friends with Jeff Phelps on the Fan.
Okay.
And they talk, Andy Baskin. Andy Baskin is a Cleveland Heights guy. It's a great thing. It's a good diversion, a happy diversion of some of the nonsense that's going on in the world.
Yes.
And they're two good people. Let's just hope they make it.
It's interesting that two people have such busy schedules, and when his slows down, which when he retires, and he considered retiring this year, but he didn't. Sometimes that's probably when people retire, that's when they have.
Well, when he retires.
Yeah, but he's got a lot to do.
Yeah, he's going to have podcasts, endorsements.
Could have broadcast gigs.
Gronk is now, I don't know where he is, but he's doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's more, I think more, the Fan thinks he's more of a natural media guy than Gronk.
Okay.
Gronkowski.
His brother doesn't seem to be.
A natural.
Through BW3 commercials.
Oh,
he's hilarious with that. He's talking to the bull.
He's talking. No, it was a bison.
A bison. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not a bison. It's a
buffalo.
Bull. Yeah, it's a bison. Yeah.
He says, we're like brothers. Oh, by the way, where's your brother? And he gives a look. Yeah, where is my brother? they're both good guys, and his brother. Well, of course, he's married. He has three or four kids.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to be the next thing. Yeah, well, they have children. Who knows? Anyway, I had to bring it up.
She might, she's a billionaire. She could slow down her concert tour a little bit. Yeah.
Well, that's where they make the money now.
Yes,
I mean, they're not making money on releasing records. They get pennies on the dollar now, right? Because of streaming.
Except she owns all of her own rights, too, now.
All of her stuff.
So she makes money, more money than most artists do, because she owns all of her rights to all of her stuff.
Well, John Legend does a lot of touring, and I think that they tour a lot because that's where they make
money. That's where they make money,
So, okay. The Guardian.
The Guardians, we have just a few minutes to get
there. You know, they're still on the cusp of being contenders. They did take 2 out of 3 against the Mariners. They drew over 100,000
over the 3-day weekend.
Wow. I mean, to those who think that changing the name from the Indians to the Guardians would have devastated their attendance, they're absolutely wrong. Now, they do promote the heck out of those games with the fireworks and
extra,
but they had 34,000 tickets sold for Sunday's game.
For Sunday's game, wow.
Which they had no promotion.
And there were 29,000 on Saturday's game.
Oh, no, there was more than that.
Oh, was there? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Maybe that was Friday's game.
Yeah, Friday's game. No, they averaged 33,000 plus for each game.
Wow.
Averaged. So if they were in real contention, which I guess they still are.
They're not out of contention yet.
I mean, they're four games out of the last spot. Now, the chances of them getting the playoffs
pretty
with
remote
the team remote because they just don't have the hitting necessary.
Yeah.
And the pitching, you know. If they're in a situation where there's two guys on base and you need a critical hit and Angel Martinez is at bat, you're not full of confidence. You know? Nolan Jones has picked it up a little bit since in the last few weeks, and so has Kyle Manzardo.
Yeah.
I think he's here
today. But he's – yeah, and I think he's getting more play time because of Carlos Santana.
Well, Carlos was a great contributor to this franchise.
He hold some nice numbers as a Cleveland.
Yeah.
Over three stints here.
You know, he's a Hall of Fame Indian / Guardians player.
Yes.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
No.
But he has had a great career. And the front office and Carlos got together and said, listen, Carlos knew his situation.
Right.
They wanted to get these younger guys chances to play. And he's not the future. He was only here for a year.
Right.
And they paid him good money. They paid him $15 million. Dollars.
And they paid him off.
And they paid him because
they put him on waivers. Nobody took him.
Well,
so
they knew that. They knew that nobody was going to pick up that salary.
Right.
So they released him after the waivers. And
they paid him off.
And they paid him off. And they pay him off in months.
Right, yeah, right.
So poor guy is only going to make $2 million for the month of September.
He's been signed with the Cubbies.
And so they did that to help him out.
Yes.
They did that
yes,
to help
did.
Him out. And the Cubs are in contention. Briefly here, I can get my thingy.
Watch what you do with your thingy.
I know. some southern states, I would be arrested.
some northern states, too.
Yeah, you're right. Where is this? Come on, Bill. Captain Bill.
Captain, sir.
Yeah.
Got to have more power there, Captain.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I got to get the... okay, here we go.
Here we go.
The Cubbies are very much in contention for the wild card in the National League. They are 78, almost 20 games over .500.
Well, that's so contention.
I think they're number one or two
in the playoff.
In the wild card.
Wild card, right, yeah.
So Carlos gives you some veteran leadership.
Some veteran leadership.
Yeah, good for
and
him.
That's one thing they said so much about and all the young players.
All right.
All right, here it comes.
Okay. These are bad. Anyway, calling a large water-dwelling mammal fat is very hypocritical.
I like that one.
Okay.
I do. Should you stop while you're...
No, I'm going
ahead. Okay, you should stop while you're ahead.
No. My boss is going to fire the employee with the worst posture. I have a hunch it might be me.
Okay.
All right,
you got two of them. There you go. All right. We'll see everyone next week right here in Sports Sidebar.